FM Podcast. Software Group. Themen im Fokus.
Within the framework of the IBM Smart Planet Initiative, dynamic infrastructure plays an important part. At the event Intelligent Dynamic Infrastructures with IBM Tivoli Service Management, we presented this concept to the participators and introduced a new IBM Cloud Burst. Louis Stroke, service management consultant from IBM UK, explains at this event what IBM means with dynamic infrastructure.
For a dynamic infrastructure, companies are facing a series of challenges today in terms of how they can effectively manage existing service delivery, but at the same time adapt to changes in business requirements in terms of changes to technology availability and start to develop new services and functions that the business can use to make money or increase their revenue. And as we see it, there are a number of challenges that are faced by the business. And in order to meet those challenges, there are three fundamental things that the customer needs to do. First is that they need to reduce their costs in terms of service delivery. And by reducing costs, it's not just about containing the operational cost and complexity, but it's allowing the organization to be able to deliver productivity gains that can be achieved through things like virtualization, optimization, energy management. The second step or part of this is around improving service. It's no longer sufficient to stand still. Customers are looking for ways that they can continuously improve the quality of the service that they deliver to their end users, to their customers, to retain those customers and to help them to generate new revenue streams. And then the third key area is around managing risk. And we've seen all sorts of issues around risk in terms of viruses and security. It depends what the customer's business is, but managing risk is about how do I make sure the data I have is secure so that if I've got it backed up and I have a server failure, I can recover that data quickly and efficiently, is one example. As well as how do I manage new users? How do I manage the users through the life cycle and stay compliant with whatever my industry expects as being compliant? So there are seven key areas that we believe go to make up the elements of a dynamic infrastructure. The first of those elements is around asset management. Maximizing the value of the critical business and IT assets over their life cycle with industry-tailored asset management solutions so they can be very specific to the business and how it's being run. The second area is around virtualization, providing technologies to the business that allow them to consolidate solutions, reduce the costs, and improve the use of the assets and speed of provisioning new services to the business. The third element is around energy efficiency. Energy challenges are being faced by all our customers today, and having the most efficient use of the resources and the energy consumption of those resources can provide companies with a differentiator for winning new business and making them stand out from their competition. Next area is around business resiliency, maintaining continuous business and IT operations while rapidly adapting and responding to the risks and the opportunities that are being presented to our businesses today. The next element is security, and security is on everybody's mind for many reasons, but providing end-to-end security and customized governance to the business means that you can then start to focus on areas that the business will find important to it in the knowledge that their data, the access to their systems is secure and being managed correctly. The next element is around information infrastructure, and we like to think of that as helping businesses to achieve information compliance, to secure the data that they have and to manage that data through its retention periods, its availability, and against any security objectives the business might have. And that's all held together by service management. And service management to us provides three things: visibility, being able to see what it is the business has got and how it's being used, control, understanding how to manage that infrastructure and how to use it effectively with the correct processes and the correct tools, and then automation. And automation allows us then to start to drive economies of scale and elasticity of the services that we deliver, so they're very scalable, both upwards to accommodate new services, but also so that those services can be scaled back and the resources reused.
He also visualized what advantages a company faces when it decides to design its infrastructure dynamically.
So companies with a dynamic infrastructure provide themselves with the flexibility and the capability to meet quickly and cost-effectively new challenges and new opportunities as they are presented to them. So an example would be if a company wants to quickly run a marketing campaign in order to drive a new product or new revenue, they're able to bring that in quickly, ramp up the services to meet that expectation, and importantly, to reallocate resources as needed by the business. Companies that have a less dynamic infrastructure might struggle to meet that or do it more slowly, and that puts them at a competitive disadvantage in the longer term.
To reorganize the infrastructure dynamically, a company doesn't need to rebuild the whole infrastructure. Louis Stroke explains what preconditions a company needs.
So putting a dynamic infrastructure in place does not mean that you have to rebuild your whole infrastructure. What it means is that you need to take advantage of the infrastructure that you have in place today, what's right about the infrastructure and how it's being used, but it also means you need to recognize what needs to be changed, what must be changed in order to be able to facilitate the business. It means releasing money from parts of the infrastructure that are not being used correctly, so that you can exploit that and invest that back into the business to develop new services and new opportunities for making money.
Service management plays an important part in this new concept. At the end of the conversation, he explains why service management stands in the center of every dynamic infrastructure.
Service management is the key to any dynamic infrastructure, because dynamic infrastructure, as the name implies, it talks about change, a lot of change, and very rapid change. In order to be able to support that change and to be able to manage the risk that's associated with change, you need to have very clear and concise processes in place to deliver those services, and you need to have the tools that allow you to automate those services so that you can respond efficiently to the changes as they come about.
At this point, we would like to thank Louis Stroke for his remarks. For more information on this subject, please visit our website.